Welcome back, everyone, to the Robbie Fox Show, where we cover all the hottest and the coolest topics of the week. Nothing is taboo here, no subject too strange. We put our reputation and FCC license on the line for your listening pleasure. Jerry, I can make that joke about the FCC license, right? Cool. This week, we want to bring up a lighter topic. Literally. This week, we're talking about those not-so-furry friends of ours you see floating around, hanging around pools, or even flying high in the sky, never to be seen or heard from again. I'm talking about inflatables, pool toys, balloons, and other folks made out of just a thin surface of material with a lot of air inside. Speaking of air, some people say you have to be a real airhead to decide to live your life as a pool toy. Others like to point out that these people, or former people, depending on how you count it, aren't doing anyone but themselves any harm. Here to help clear up some of our preconceptions is Squeaker, a rubber pool toy mouse fellow who's pretty satisfied with the results. Hello, Squeaker.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. So, Squeaker, how long have you been a pool toy?
Oh, it's been about a year now.
A year, huh? Can you tell us more about it? How exactly did you become a pool toy?
Well, it was my roommate's idea. He got turned into one, and he was always telling me how much he loved it, being all bouncy and full of air. I wasn't really convinced, but he was really horny and wanted me to suck on his nozzle.
His nozzle? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, like this thing right here on my belly. It's where my navel used to be. See, pool toys don't have genitals, so all that sexual energy gets focused on our nozzles. And it feels really good to get them played with. Letting out air is kind of like the relief you get when you have to pee really bad and you finally get to go.
So you sucked on his nozzle.
Huh? Oh, sorry, I got distracted there. It feels really good. He let me hump his hole in exchange for me sucking out some of his air. I actually didn't know it would turn me into a dickless pool toy, and I was pretty upset when I started going all hollow and flat between my legs. But then, all my cares just drifted away. I didn't even mind when he let all my air out and made it permanent.
Wait, so he tricked you?
Uh-huh. Good thing, too. I don't think I would have ever agreed to be a pool toy before if I'd known. I'm not unhappy about it, though. In fact, I'm happy all the time now.
I see. Well, why don't you tell us more about what it's like to be a pool toy?
It's swell, Mr. Robbie Fox. See what I did there?
I'm not sure I... Oh.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about eating or drinking or working anymore. I don't even have to pay rent. I just find a nice pool to float in with people who like toys like me.
I see. So, do you and your housemate have a pool to float in these days?
Oh, no. I do. But Floaty popped just a few weeks after that.
He popped?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Are you saying he's dead?
Well, not really. He just popped and got thrown away. It's all part of the life cycle of pool toys. See, we take in air like this. Feels really good to get all tight. Then we can release it with our valve. But if we just keep taking in air... We just keep getting bigger and bigger until we pop. It's fun.
You're not scared of popping, then?
Nope. It's like a pool toy orgasm. Lots of my friends got popped. Here, I can show you.
Maybe you shouldn't do that, Squeaker. You don't have to pop yourself just for the sake of...
No, I don't mind. Thanks for having me on your show, Mr. Robbie Fox. Bye.
Now, Squeaker, just wait. You can't just...
Holy fuck!
Oh my god. He just... Well, there you have it, folks. Not where were we expecting this interview to go today, but I guess you can't get a more thorough look inside that mindset of a pool toy. Just remember it's communicable, and don't go putting your mouth on anybody's nozzles, and you'll probably be fine. Probably. Even if you do, just don't let the air out, and it'll wear off after a while. I guess? Anyway, I guess we need to get Jerry in here with a broom and a dustpan. God, I hope we don't get fined for this. Keep it tuned right here, and we'll be back with more of the Robbie Fox Show after this short break.